Welcome to Igbo Table Talk with Ole and
Emeka.
Okay, yeah. So today's conversation, we are going to be talking about Nigeria's 63rd. Yeah.
63
independence.
Yes.
Nigeria is pretty much 63 years old now as an independent, as an independent quote unquote country. So today is October 1st, which is the official day that Nigeria was, you know, declared independent from the British rulers, from their colonizers.
Yep.
So, and today we'll just focus on, you know, our thoughts on Nigeria being 63. So that's still quite, 63 is not young, but it's not ancient.
It's not ancient.
Yeah.
But it's not young.
You're not it's not young. You're at 63... You should have your life together.
Yes.
You should, you know,
prepare for retirement.
Yeah, you should be good.
Have structure.
You know? We know this day that's not the case for a lot of people.
Right.
But for a country that's 63, you know, like, what do we think Nigeria is right now?
Yeah.
So, just even breaking down Nigeria, like, or our history, the little that I know, I'm not going to call myself, like, you know,
a historian
when it comes to Nigeria. I know that Nigeria, you know, we were colonized by Britain. And with that, just like a lot of other African countries, Nigeria was different tribes, different groups that were pretty much forced to become one country.
Merged together.
You know, merged together. Even even as Igbos, there's even parts of, there's Igbos that are very similar to Cameroonians because I think they were even a group at some point and they were cut in half and half of the Igbos were, you know, put into Cameroon. The other half were, you know, blended into Nigeria.
Southwest Cameroon.
So...
Yeah.
So it's Cameroon. So in Nigeria, there's a lot of different regions, and we know the popular ones are Yoruba, Igbo, Hausa. There's Ishan. I think Ishan and Edo are the same. There's Afrique.
Irobo.
So then there's a lot of, like, you know, minor, smaller ones, but these are like the major ones that, you know,
I always talked about.
So with that, I will say, you know, the, to me, I feel like Nigeria is not where it is because, first of all, we as a country never really accepted each other.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, so I feel like the different regions never really accepted each other.
Cool.
You know, and we're also different. For example, Hausas and Igbos are so different.
Yes.
Hausas do their own thing.
Right.
They have their own Nollywood. They have their own music. They don't mix.
What's it called? What's that also called?
Gollywood, I think. And it's not mixed in. I feel like Igbos and Yorubas are the ones that are most close in culture.
Yeah.
Which is why, like, you know, we get along better than, you know, than the most. Also, Ishans, you know, they get along as well with the Nigerians and the Yorubas.
Okay.
So we're a country that never really accepted each other. Up to this day, we still do not accept each other. Everyone moves, you know,
in pockets of regions.
I would call it mono autonomous city or whatever. We all kind of like
communities.
We all move different.
Right.
So that's my thing. I feel like until we learn to really accept each other as a country, we will never move forward. You know, because that's the thing. Like, even as two people, you have to be unified to move forward.
No, for real.
If you're not unified, you just be like fighting. You never move forward. And it's all over. Even like in the Bible, like, I think Peter and is it Peter and John or something like that? They weren't getting along, and they had to separate.
They literally had to separate.
And then Peter went and started journeying with Mark.
Okay.
And they moved better than Peter, the disciple, moved with, I think, John. So that's just that. Like, until, if two people can't work together, if groups can't work together, they can't move anywhere. So that's where I feel Nigeria is right now. I feel that, you know, pretty much since, until they can work together,
become a unit.
As a nation, it won't work.
A real nation.
It's either I think there's two choices Nigeria needs to make right now.
Talk your talk.
Either come together and just, you know, remove the differences and learn to work together.
You
know, where everyone is welcome, everyone is allowed to rule.
Okay.
Ooh, you know,
that's a good one. To
seriously.
Rule.
Yeah.
Power. Because, everyone needs to be empowered.
Yeah,
right?
No,
be empowered.
Yeah, everyone needs to, you know, have equal rights to, you know, the power.
There you go.
Or
okay,
allow people who want to leave and form their own country, like Ethiopia and Eritrea did.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And today, Ethiopia and Eritrea are not only great neighbors, but they do so much business together, right? Outside of all the other nuances that we're not...
I don't know much about their businesses, but I do know that they were once together and they separated.
Right, but you can see now at least there's a bit of respect. Like, your space, my
space.
Yeah,
there's peace.
Yeah, there's peace. And then so let me add to that, right? And, you know, I had a couple of thoughts earlier, and I agree. In the midst of our differences, if we don't learn to understand one another, and not only that, but it has to be infused into the governmental structure. Mm-hmm. Because the way Nigeria is run, right, it's run on you, Gimachia, Ogwemchia, which means that you rule, my region rule. The transition of power in Nigeria goes from region to region to region, if it even happens at that. Because even we know in the last couple of years, it's been pretty much Fulani has ruled Nigeria, and now Tinubu Jagaban is now ruling Nigeria, right? So indirectly, the indirect rule that the British created, right, has festered to a point where not only have we not understood ourselves, we haven't had any amicable forgiveness for one another from wronging each other, because we've all wronged each other in Nigeria, right? And we mean the powers that be have wronged Nigerians, the politicians, like it goes around the board. Moving forward, right? I agree with you. I think Nigeria is going to go to a point where they're going to have a big roundtable discussion like Goodluck Jonathan tried to have in 2014, the National Confederation or Compact. And we have to discuss, like, hey, how are we going to survive as a nation? Because if you don't have that, then you're going to always have people disgruntled. And they're going to call for their natural rights, which is, hey, I as an African, I as someone who's coming from a post-colonized country, I don't feel that I'm represented. I don't feel like I'm empowered enough to really live to the best of my ability, because one, in my region, I may not have access to major seaports. Or in another region, we might not have access to use our resources and manufacture to the way that we like. Because we know that right now, refining natural resources in Nigeria isn't really a thing. Both in the north, with the gold that they have in Zamfara, or even the oil in the southeast, or, you know. So it goes without saying that most Nigerians don't feel empowered. And when you have a system like that, oh my gosh, it's only about...
So who doesn't feel empowered exactly?
Good question. I think common Nigerians, they don't feel empowered. Also, Tunde no no Buddha, how can I say that? Ew, Nijoku eh, Mlaranya, Owe here, I Owe here, Owe here, Owe here, Owe here, Owe here, my hembas on my unquadu business, my, like, it goes around, like, there's a long list that most Nigerians feel like, hey, I'm not empowered here. Right, like I'm not benefiting from this environment, from the resources that are hand provided by the government or by the politicians at the local, state, or regional level. You see, okay. And when you have that, then you get problems. Hopefully, we can get a structure where our constitution is remapped. We can get a structure where we now have a roundtable discussion.
Yeah,
we'll see.
And another thing too is Nigeria truly independent?
Oh my gosh.
You know?
Like,
is Nigeria...
I want to be Gaje.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, is Nigeria truly independent?
Right.
Because if we're being, you know... 100. If we're being 100, Britain still has a very strong hold...
Can you give me an example? I have an example.
You know, on Nigeria. They have a very strong hold on That's Nigeria. They have a strong... Like, even when it comes to... decisions that are being made.
Yes.
You know, they still have a very strong role. And they're still using our resources.
Wow. Really?
So
are they actually?
Yes, they are.
That's amazing.
Why are you playing?
So I know that, but the thing is, the irony is that when the average Nigerian doesn't understand that, it shows you how disenfranchised we are with information.
Like, it's still so connected.
It's so connected.
It's like, how can you still be so connected to your colonizer?
It doesn't make
like,
sense.
Like, it's like, break it off. Like,
you know what?
Let's have true freedom. Break it off. Like, leave Nigeria alone. Let them make their own decisions.
And have
their own
culture and style.
Yes, let them, like,
infuse it into the government.
You know?
So,
and they still, it's like, they still have a hand on, like, you know, who rules and things like that. You know? They act like, and that's the thing, like, you cannot, you know, there are parents, like, you know, they say that, you know, they've let their kids go. But they still have, like, a hand, you know, like, in the decisions they make in their life and all this stuff and all of that. And I feel like that's the same way. It's like a helicopter. Britain is like a helicopter parent.
Managing,
to Nigeria.
Absolutely.
Like, if we're truly saying, like, October 1960,
right.
That's the day. That October 1st, 1960, that Nigeria had independence.
Right.
Then let Nigeria have independence. Like, remove the strings. Don't be a puppet, you know? So So that's how I feel about, that's another point too. Like, it's like, can we really say Nigeria is fully independent from their colonizers?
We cannot. I know on that, but look at even our Supreme Court judges. There were those wigs on top of their head.
Yeah, everything.
They're just mimicking, like, it is crazy. Like, and then on top of that, the last election, the national election, Peter Obi and other individuals had to go visit 10th Dowry Street in London. And anyone who knows 10th Dowry Street, that's the area of governing. The powers that be live around there, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's like, how independent are you to even have a voice to want to rule? Like, who is your... Are you? Is there someone in Europe you have to go oversee? Yeah. So equals you going to say, "Obo do Nigeria, omo him basa independence I win." And gile na omo ba ingajo, energy it okwa ingaje. Now actually got into a fucking idea. It's not make sense.
It's too much. It's just too many roadblocks.
The injustice is too high. The inequality is too high. The lack of industriousness in different regions of the country that is not being implemented is too high too. You know, so. You know, I think we have pretty much summed this up.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times, you know, as we're saying the cons, you know,
Pros.
We can also say the pros, like with Nigeria. And I can say, like, one pro with Nigeria is that me, you know, being born in Nigeria, like, I can never, so I'm a Nigerian citizen and I'm also an American citizen.
Okay, you got dual.
I'm a dual, you know,
I have
dual citizenship, you know, and I'm still, you know, I'm loyal, like, you know, like, I'm...
So you're saluting.
I'm a Nigerian, you know, regardless. It's not the way, like, you know how, like, you can criticize your siblings.
You're right.
But if someone else comes to try to criticize your sibling, it's like, nah, you know?
That's fair. Like, I like that. That's fair.
You can criticize your family. Like,
I have the right to criticize.
Yeah, like, I can criticize you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if someone else tries to criticize, it's like, you like, pause, you know?
You're drop kicking them.
You know, so that's the same thing, like... It's like with Nigeria, I still have pride in Nigeria. Like, you know, I feel like there's so many obstacles that that Nigeria has faced.
Right.
But they still somehow, you know, they keep making it work. And I feel like I love the tenacity.
I do agree with that.
You know, I love the tenacity of Nigerians. Like, we are very, like, driven people.
We are.
Wherever you see a Nigerian, like, seriously, like, we thrive. You know, like,
internationally, domestically.
Internationally, we thrive, but there's a reason. Domestically, also, we thrive. It's just that there's too many obstacles, why the same people that are suffering in Nigeria, put them somewhere else. Put them in Canada. Put them in the U.S. Put them anywhere else. Australia. They do well because, there's less obstacles.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
That's good.
Means, like, that shows, like, you know, our spirit.
Yes.
That's, you know what I always tell you, like, you know, if someone is something, take them from one environment and put them somewhere else.
They can replicate
it. You know, whatever their talent is, wherever you put them, they can replicate it.
It's true.
You know, that says a lot.
It does say a lot.
So it's just they're in a place where there's too many obstacles.
Yeah.
You know, because I feel like even for me right now, like, if I was in Nigeria, I don't think I would have been as successful as I am right now. Like, both in education and career and things like that, because there would have been too many obstacles.
More
things
you have to curve.
More things. You know, sometimes, like, it's just, it's difficult.
Can I ask
you? And I feel like, my point.
Yeah.
And also, just even, like, in other areas, like, with movies, like, if you compare Nigeria, right, how they produce to other African countries, you know, it's very evident that Nigeria is on top.
Oh, clear.
You know,
music.
That's what I'm saying. Like, in music, Nigeria is on top. Look at where, you know, literally.
Major stars.
Like,
major stars.
But yeah, Nigeria brought African music
to the forefront.
International.
Shout out to P Square, man.
Internationally. You know, to the point where, like, before BT will give them awards.
Backstage, right.
But now, the VMAs.
Even Arima.
Yes, they're up there. VMAs, they're coming up to take their awards and also perform.
That's respect.
You know?
That's respect.
So it's like they are thriving. They're trying in the areas that you know, that's not as restricted. You can see how they're thriving.
That's
you know,
true.
That's just like, I really, as a Nigerian, like, I'm proud of that. Like, even like, companies also are recognizing, like, you know, how hard working Nigerians are.
Yeah.
We are hard workers.
Not problematic, you know? But
we're
not efficient.
We're
investing.
We're very efficient. We're hard workers.
Yeah.
You know, like, every time managers or, like, co-workers or someone, they'll be like, oh, you know, I had a Nigerian colleague, and they have all this good stuff to say about the person. So it's like, wherever we are, like, we leave a good mark.
That's
you know, we represent ourselves well,
that's
wherever
true.
We are.
Let me add to that, because as someone who is a first generation, right? I'm gonna get no love.
Yeah.
And you know, I grew up in the diaspora here. And as a first generation, I would say yes. Hinku, because we say the bad, we gotta say the good too. It's important. So on the good side, right, you see the tenacity of Nigerians outside. Whether Yoruba, Edo, Ebo Bolahashi, Abata no Obodo, Beke, Ulakoko, Anonishi,
Ebasoro,
Anonishi, even athletics.
Everything. Yeah, that's true. Even,
basketball now.
Nigerians playing basketball. NFL. NBA is
now. I'm going to go. But long story short, you know, I think that there is a great resiliency that Niger people have when they're in the diaspora. And that power and effort comes from the community that came with them and raised them and gave birth to them in the diaspora. And that community, the foundation is from back home.
Yeah.
So that's a big respect to Niger and the foundation that I went on ground.
Yeah.
And honestly
speaking, the same person you got called like a useless youth in Nigeria, pull them from there and bring them here.
They will finish. They'll run laps around people. Yeah. So in actuality, you know, we give respect now, yeah, man. And we would love to, you know, look at what the future holds. But I got optimistic because the structure that has the people in it, the confab of Nigeria, if that structure isn't remapped, we're going to keep having these kind of conversations in the future where eventually things might implode.
Yeah, because I feel like I can even see how people are just getting tired. I feel like there's like disappointment after disappointment. Look at even just the election, what happened.
Tight.
There's just so much, like, you know, that just keeps, like, that's like, after a while, once someone's story keeps being knocked.
Okay,
you get tired.
But
okay,
Garu, in Managa, we were like, listen, just for that.
Yeah, I think it's two ways. It's either the give up or the riot. So,
yeah, but,
you know, I'm, you know, deviating to the other side. Because that's when, you know, things
actually,
you know,
change.
But hey.
Yeah. But I guess this is Nigeria 63, right?
Yeah, Nigeria 63.
All right.
Yeah.